Hey, y'all.
Do y'all do acrylic?
Hey! How's your mom and them?
Some fool stole my buggy at the Piggly Wiggly.
Well, if you're originally from the South, chances are that accent and those phrases may be a bit more familiar to you than you might prefer to admit. They come to you this morning courtesy of the popular internet series Stuff, Southern Women Say, which at last check had been viewed more than 8 million times on YouTube. Funny? Well, sure, but if you're like me, a native Southerner of more than 50 years, the moniker of being Southern often comes with, well, a not-so-positive stereotype.
Uniformly, anyone who grows up with the twang that you can get down here, when they move off to college or work or wherever, you know, and they leave the region, every single person tells us stories about what happened when they got there, like how they almost didn't get a law partnership because of the accent, or how they, you know, started a new job and people thought they were dumb.
That's Chuck Reese. You're probably already familiar with his publication, The Bitter Southerner. Maybe you've even heard him on GPB's On Second Thought, airing each weekday morning at 9 and again Sunday mornings at 11 here on WUGA. Chuck took some time to chat with me recently, but as a fellow Southerner, it was more like therapy, really. You called yourself on your website a hillbilly sophisticate, which I thought was really great. Why is this preservation and maybe even explanation of what it means to be Southern so important to you?
Well, it really all goes back to some things that I saw in my very first job after I graduated from the Grady College in Athens. I was in New York working for Adweek magazine. And my beat became covering media production, meaning that I covered the only three television networks there were back then, the broadcast networks. And so I always saw all the TV pilots, even the ones that wound up not being aired. And every time I saw something that was set in the South or that purported to cover the South, I saw pretty much only two versions of the South. One looked like the opening party scene of Gone with the Wind, but with, you know, updated clothing. And the other one was the hillbilly stereotype, you know. And I grew up in southern Appalachia, up in the North Georgia mountains. And I had just gotten tired of the South being seen by the national media only through those two lenses, because that didn't reflect the South that I knew, you know. And I felt like that there needed to be a magazine that let more various Southern voices come into the discussion. And we also knew that to do that, that we would almost inevitably bump up against the most difficult and darkest parts of Southern history. And we sort of resolved from the beginning not to turn away from those things, but to acknowledge them and wrestle with them in our stories when the stories butted up against those facts. You know, somebody asked me about Southern culture. The first thing I always think about is gumbo. Look at that dish, which originated in New Orleans, and from the beginning, it was a mixture of flavors from our European ancestors, from African ancestors, from Caribbean ancestors. All those flavors went into that pot, and it created something new and delicious. But, you know, the South is not the same pot of gumbo that it was when gumbo was first created. Since those days, people have come into this region to try to build a better life for themselves. And they've come from all over the world. And every time new groups of people come here, their flavors go into the pot of our culture, too. And, you know, I think it's important to frame it like my friend John T. Edge at the Southern Foodways Alliance frames it when he says, the South is not a product, it's a process.
And you can find Chuck Reese explaining that process through storytelling, interviews, even through food reviews. The Southern experience on full display at The Bitter Southerner. I want to thank Chuck Reese for taking the time to speak with us. You can find more about The Bitter Southerner magazine and now a podcast over at gpbnews.org, or you can search Bitter Southerner wherever you get your podcasts. For WUGA, I'm Chris Hsu.